follow the mic.
Yeah, well, and
your system is not allowing for that to happen without you sounding like you're,
I guess,
right in someone's ear.
Yeah, too close to the mic.
More so.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's all right. I think we're okay now.
Mostly. Well, better than a flat line, I guess.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. This is going to be fun noise to clean up, but I can't really help the wind, so.
Well, we'll do the best we can with what we got. Hey.
Hey.
That should be our slogan. Do the best with what we got.
Well, welcome back to another episode of Scouting Stuff. Two of us this evening, Scouter Collins over there.
Hello.
I'm Scouter Ken. We're on the back porch again.
Enjoying the weather?
Yeah, it's cooler today.
Less smoky.
Nice rain last night, all night.
How much do you measure the rain? I know some people have a rain gauge. I mean, I have a rain gauge, but I didn't.
Used to, but I don't think it survived getting rid of the old deck.
It's one of those old-timey things that people used to do, and I know people that still do it and ask about it, but I don't know. Doesn't necessarily. It's not something that's in the forefront of my mind when it's raining out. It's like, no. I wonder how much rain we're getting. Oh, we got half an inch of rain last night.
Great, no. Good. That's good.
Yeah. 4/10
What? Yeah, 4/10 of it. Wait,
What?
Well, however much we got last night, it rained for a goodly while. Because I fell asleep to the rain and I woke up to the rain.
Mm.
And then I fell back asleep for a bit. So
we were able to have the windows open last night, like a touch. So that was nice to get the breeze going through.
Yes.
Natural air conditioning as opposed to like commercial.
Yep. But yeah, so the rain was good and then it's nice and cool today, but not like so cool that you can't be outside. But there is a breeze, which accounts for the background noise.
Keeps the mosquitoes down, though.
So it does.
I'll take that.
Yeah. I mean, we actually do a thing in the backyard here. It's a concoction Grace learned from her neighbor. It's like sunlight and a couple of other things, possibly vinegar.
Oh.
Like, it's not like harsh chemical stuff. It's, you know, right. Stuff that I would, like, have just around the kitchen.
Right.
But it seems to keep them at bay.
Interesting. I know they're not fans of, like citronella, right? So if you have some sort of citrusy, I know one year I ate oranges a lot more than I do now, and I noticed an appreciable difference.
Yes,
I don't know. Maybe that's just I would consider that anecdotal evidence that it actually works.
But indeed, I think the robins have moved on.
Yes, the empty house.
Yep. So,
yeah. Well, that's good.
Indeed. So, how you been?
Good question. I have been well, thank you. Just kind of meandering through work and happy to come and podcast this evening, actually. I was happy to, you and I both had our rover buddy from Australia come and visit, so that was nice. A nice change of pace.
Yeah, Graham was here. That was good.
Yeah. It was nice to see him and catch up.
Mm-hmm.
Although he was here last year, it seemed a little more.
He had a shorter itinerary.
Yeah, last year when he was here, it was still tail end of COVID and whatnot.
Yeah, I think a lot of the restrictions had evaporated, but I think everybody was still playing it a little safer. And then
it's more of the hey, I'm not feeling well, so I'm not going to show up.
Yeah, that
as opposed to the, pre-pandemic where it's like, I'll just muscle through. So I think people are kind of getting used to that. But right now, everybody was healthy and could make it out. And that was fantastic.
Yeah. The timing worked a little better. I didn't have anything come up at the last minute. All kinds of things worked out better.
Mm-hmm.
And that was good. It was good to see him.
And then other than that, it's been pretty quiet. I did my trip out east.
Yes, you did.
Did we record after that? I don't think we did.
Just before.
Just before. That's right. So, Yes, I've been out east. Mm-hmm. It's been fantastic.
Yes.
I highly recommend it. If anyone is looking for a vacation spot within Canada, I would suggest checking out Nova Scotia and PEI. It's very accessible. I mean, and New Brunswick. I shouldn't shortchange New Brunswick.
You didn't go there, but I've been there.
I didn't actually have. We went and saw the Hopewell Rocks. So that was kind of the thing we did from going from Nova Scotia to PEI. Made for a really long day. So yes, give yourself an extra day or two. Go see New Brunswick and check out some stuff there.
It's actually surprising because, like, you look at it on the map and you're like, it looks like a fairly small part of Canada, but it is not.
No. Well, I think being from the prairies, we have a skewed view of distance.
We do.
Because we measure it in time.
Yep.
As opposed to actual distance and speed.
Yes. And so even though it still takes a while to get around.
Yeah.
Even at highway speed, like it's further than it looks.
Yep. It's weird. I don't know how the scaling works on those maps, but it's deceptive.
Yep. So global curvature is weird, man.
Yeah.
So.
No, it was a good trip. For what it was a funny story. Huh? The check engine light came on the rental that I had.
Oh no.
So called up Enterprise and said, "Hey, your check engine light is on. And what do you want me to do with this car? Like, I can bring it back, or I can bag the out of it." But they essentially said, it's up to you. Like they told me not to worry about it. It's essentially what it was. So
awesome,
such that it is.
Yeah, that's all right. That's okay.
We'll fix that in post.
I'll do something with it. I have a better sound effects archive now, so I can. Yeah,
that'll work too.
Yeah,
and everything you can fix in post. Yeah. And you're getting ready.
Yeah. Well, we've been getting ready for a while, but yeah, we're kind of in the end game of it, so to speak.
Oh.
Cheers.
I'm hoping that's a good honk. Like, hey, it's nice to see you. Honk, honk, honk.
Yeah. So we're a week out.
Mm.
Now, by this time next week, I will be on a plane.
Sweet.
And we're, they're packing suitcases. I'm going to start packing backpacks. Mm-hmm. We've got all of our contingent gear. I picked up tents. I picked up a little bit of group swag.
Nice.
It is all coming together. Found my European travel adapters for power.
Ah, fantastic. Always important. I have no idea where mine are. I know I have a set. I
had to go dig it in a box.
Mm. Well, it's fortunate that you still have them.
Yeah. So Grace picked herself up one on Amazon anyways, because it also had like USB.
USB thing.
So be nice for her because then, she can just... Charge the phones and it's all good. And then actually we spun up a little laptop for her too. She just wanted some sort of like backup communication in case her phone like utterly dies.
Mm-hmm.
And
being prepared. Stop that.
I know. And
cease and desist with your preparedness.
Yeah. Well. And then other than that, I mean, the contingent's all set. I got to book some train passes. That's about the last of it.
Yeah.
And we go.
It's exciting.
It is. It is. It's nice to be heading out overseas for a scouting thing again.
Yeah.
And, especially something like this. I still have no idea, what the scale of it is. I've asked, but haven't.
Oh, whatever. Like, at this point, you go in and you just enjoy it for it is, right? Like,
we're going to show up and we're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
But, of course, in all the discussions around merchandise, if you're following the podcast on social media channels, you might have seen this already. I know I sent you a couple of prototype images and whatnot, but here's the finished product.
Ooh.
Hold on to these.
Ah, you guys are getting my reaction firsthand.
Yeah.
Whoa. These are nice.
Yeah.
I like them.
I was just, so the group that's going to the Harlem Jamborette
got
a bunch of stickers printed of our group crest.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, just kind of back and forth thing, I got wind of where they had gotten the stickers done. Mm-hmm. And so I looked into it and they were having like a special. So it was like 260 stickers, I think, that I ultimately got.
Oh, nice.
And so whatever I don't give away in Kandersteg, I will, of course, bring back. And if you need more or if anybody else out there needs more, like...
Yeah, no,
I mailed a handful out today because I did, you know, with the initial social media post, I had a few people like, send me some, please. And I'm like, okay, send me your address.
Nice.
It was, you know, and it was just, it's a nice size. It looks nice. I think it kind of helped me streamline the branding of the podcast a little bit. So I'm probably going to be like reworking some of the banners and stuff on the social media channels.
Yeah.
But.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And then, of course, it also kind of got enough of the creative juices flowing that I think I'm also going to get a crest in that same shape.
Yeah.
And probably a necker, which that's later. But yeah. So I guess if you are going to be at Kander 100, come find me. I'll have stickers.
Yay. And are you taking, question, are you taking your gear or is that something that's...
I'm thinking about it.
A stripped down version of...
Well, I'll take two mics, the cables. I'll probably take that portable recorder, the one that doesn't need a computer.
Yeah. Just to record the audio.
Like I use this one because I like the sound off of it a little better.
Right.
But that other one is portable. Runs
Yeah, because it'd be interesting to get some hot takes on where you're at.
Yeah. So...
With different people other than yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I don't appreciate your insight, but it's also nice to hear.
Like hear I'm some other. Right, right. And, you know, not that
same
I'm
same could be said for me. Actually.
Wow. See, that laugh gets all the comments.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
That's a fan favorite.
Mm.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to be doing like the roving correspondent thing, but. No.
You got to enjoy yourself. But if the spirit moves you, so to speak.
An opportunity strikes, and we'll do some. I'll have the gear. If I don't use it, it's not the end of the world. And if I do, cool, great stuff. Of course, I won't be able to publish anything until I get back.
Yeah.
I'm also going to, I mean, I do have a microphone that I can attach to the phone.
Yeah.
So I might be able to do like a couple little things off the phone.
Yeah.
But yeah, like if I do wind up doing like full interviews or anything like that, that'll have to wait till I get back for publishing. Mm-hmm. That's okay. I don't mind. And yeah, beyond that, it's
how's the summer scouting program going? Like, are you guys doing any of that this year, or is that just more of a?
We've done bits and pieces. Mm-hmm. I think with so many scouts from our group committed to overseas jamborees, both troops kind of eased up a bit. That said, this would have been July 8th,
mm-hmm.
The weekend after Canada Day.
Right.
Me and Ella went out to Elk Island and met her scout group there for a day canoeing. They were actually supposed to go river canoeing first. They were going to do Devon to Edmonton. We had just had a bunch of rain, so the water levels were super high and the current was really high.
So it might have been Devon to Fort Saskatchewan.
Well, there had actually been an advisory on like... against river sports.
Oh, okay.
River water sports. Now that got lifted late on Friday, but we kind of made the decision, you know what?
Probably for the best to not chance it.
Yeah. So instead we went to Stoughton Lake, I think it's called.
The one in Elk Island.
Yeah. Where Elk Island actually is.
Yes.
And canoed around there for a good few hours out in the sun.
Anyone upset their canoe and then ride it?
No one went in the water. Good thing too. A lot of algae.
Well, yeah. That's where I dunked a canoe and had to right it.
Whoops.
That was no, it was intentional. It was like
we did
the canoe rescue or whatever it was where you sink a canoe and then you have to fish it out from the bottom of.
Oh, okay. We haven't done that. Although it is a shallow lake, so you could maybe get away with it.
Hmm.
But just we didn't really want to put anybody in the water if we didn't need to because lots of algae blooms, best avoided.
Yeah. This was prior to that lake becoming a problem.
Yeah. So, but, you know, it was nice. Got out and then came ashore, hot dogs for lunch.
Nice.
And cheese-filled smokies.
Ah.
Apologies to Scudder Ian. Mm-hmm. I did warn the prospective venturers that this was not a topic to be broached with certain of their vent advisors.
Yeah. They harbor strong opinions about cheese-filled smokies.
Yes.
Mm. Well, I guess it's one thing though if you kind of pre-cut the smoky as opposed to cooking it and leaving it pressurized. that has a different effect.
Right. Well, yes, but also that's a different complaint from what I remember his chief complaint being.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So, but yes, also that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it was a good day and then but nothing since then. But again, actually that's not true. There was also an archery event that happened as well. We couldn't make that one.
Right.
And that one wasn't put on by us, but we had an invitation to go. And I think a few of our scouts went.
Okay.
So that was okay.
So it's a nice, there has been stuff to do, albeit maybe not in the, a regular occurrence, but enough of things to do that it was, that people are coming out.
Yeah, exactly. And that's you know, I think it'll be good. We're having a few transitions within the group. Handing over the reins of, you know, like who's the contact scouter and stuff like that. So I had some, you know, administration stuff to do with like email accounts and whatever else. And we got a group committee meeting tonight, our last one for the summer.
Yep.
So, but yeah, it'll be good. And then, you know, like we go to Kandersteg, the Harlem contingent leaves on August 1st. So we're all going to come back, hit the ground running in September. Registration opens in August as well.
Right.
But we're all going to hit the ground running in September.
Does it open in August? Like, are they, have they gone back to the...
They're still doing the...
annual?
The like annuals.
Start in January?
Calendar year, yeah.
Calendar? Follow the calendar year?
Yeah. So they open, I mean, but the deal has always been, like, they open registration in that sort of back-to-school time frame. And then, you know, if you register for 24, you can, like, you can finish out 23 doing activities with the group as well. They kind of bonus you a few months.
Right. I wasn't sure about that.
So
I'd forgotten.
But yeah, so August is basically for returning members, and then they'll open it up to new members either late in August or early September.
Gotcha.
So that'll be good.
Yeah.
I got one moving up to Vents and one probably staying in Scouts and one in Beavers, and be a good time.
Woohoo.
So looking forward to that.
Your last run through Beavers?
Yeah. Yeah. Unless I'm on the Grizzly plan and, you know, get asked back by some hypothetical future grandchild.
Yes. Yes.
But
that could happen. But
seen it happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
So with that, and kind of keeping with the spirit of jamborees, now I know what our group has been planning, but I figured it might be fun to spitball this idea with you in case there's any groups out there who are headed for a jamboree. And who have not yet addressed the question of how to represent their country on Cultural Day. Because most jamborees now incorporate a Cultural Day.
Ah.
The idea of which is to basically have each contingent do something to represent their country, its culture, its traditions, its food.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'll make you think.
Does make you think. Yeah. Because you got to, this is, you know, if you need a lesson in being prepared, like this, honestly, this was the hardest thing to plan.
Yeah.
Out of all the stuff that we talked about on the Kandersteg Jamboree planning meetings, this was the hardest thing.
Yeah.
Because it really does make you think, like, you know, okay, how, I'm going to be overseas in Switzerland. I'm really only expecting to bring a tent and what I need to sleep in the tent and participate in the jamboree with. Foods being provided, cooking gear is being provided. Obviously, the activities and program are all on that side. Obviously, I'm planning to bring some Canadiana, right?
Yeah.
Pins, crests, flags, whatever.
Yeah, hit up the governments and see what you can get.
Actually, Michael Cooper's office gave me a full-size flag.
Oh, nice.
To donate to Kandersteg.
Oh, great.
Because they apparently, they sent out an email where they're just like, you know, if you're on this list, we don't have like a flag for you. So if you want to bring one to donate to us, please do. And Canada's on the list.
Oh.
So.
I find that hard to believe.
Right? Like I know.
Oversight or
personally,
like,
so many people from Canada who've been Pinkies, none of them. Anyways.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you don't necessarily know going over.
I guess. But, if they don't tell you beforehand, how are you going to know, right?
Right. So at least Kandersteg did tell us and we're on the list. So it's like, cool. I have an extra flag. It'll be for donation. And that's great. But, so yeah, Cultural Day. Like, you know, we were already planning to bring Canadian stuff, but then this Cultural Day thing is kind of, it's a step up from what we were thinking we would do. Because now the challenge is, you know, like, how do we represent Canada's Like, how do we represent Canadian food? How do we mm-hmm. represent Canadian culture mm-hmm. at the Jamboree? What are we going to do?
Mm-hmm. Wear flannel? Carry an axe?
Get
a dog team and a sled.
If only I could find 6 or 8 Iditarod Huskies. although the Iditarod's an Alaskan thing.
I mean, we can play to all of those stereotypes.
So, I'll tell you what we ultimately decided on, and then maybe we can spitball some other ideas for people that are. And actually, this was a funny story. Interesting experiment in human nature, right? Because, of course, as the contingent lead, I have to send out email and ask for different bits of information from the contingent, right? I need to know your allergies, your food allergies, because they need to know that to give us stuff. I need to know your passport numbers because they need to have that record. I need to know health information and other information for Scouts Canada so that they can authenticate everybody, make sure that everybody's tickety-boo to go. Mm-hmm. The adult volunteers are not pending. They're active and all of that stuff.
Yep.
Insurance, all of this. And getting that information was difficult. Multiple emails, reminders, having to phone people sometimes, like all of this stuff. But you send out one email with a link to a Google form saying, hey, Canadian music, your suggestions here, I'll make an iTunes or Spotify playlist.
Yeah.
I think I'm at 120 submissions so far.
Wow.
You know, instant voluminous response.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah, it is good. So that was one idea is like, I got a couple of Bluetooth speakers that I'm going to make sure are fully charged. And even if I don't run them every single day, it'd be nice to run them every single day, but even if I run them every single day, I'm definitely going to be, you know, they will be on at our site while we are there showing off Canada stuff on, I guess August 4th is the cultural day for us.
Yeah.
So, you know, lots of examples of Canadian music. So that's great. And then, I think we settled on bannock as the food to make.
Oh, nice. Yep.
That's a good choice. And we have a, because like it's easy, right? Like it's just dough.
Yeah.
And especially if we can have a campfire going. Great. Yeah. Cool. And then like you can bring all sorts of stuff to add to it, right? Dried fruit. You can add, you know, or some savory bits or whatever, right?
Yeah, if you can scrounge up some lard, just a little.
Well, there is a grocery store in town. Right. Yeah. So like we could maybe just roll the dice on finding stuff there.
Yeah.
A little fry. I mean, we are a little bit anyways, but yeah. But like, you know, we have a bunch of stuff that we're being, or that's being brought out.
Yep.
And it'll be good. Someone found a pack on Amazon of like, hockey sticks for like a 3-on-3 mini hockey stick game. Right. Yep. So we'll have people playing on their knees or something like that. Ooh, grass stains.
Yeah. Not your problem.
It'll be good. And then also some Indigenous games.
Oh, nice.
One of our scouters had a bunch of those that, you know, she was aware of. And so she's made like posters explaining them. And so we'll bring materials for that.
Yep.
And that is mainly the thrust of it, you know, and then lots of like, you know, pins and stuff like that. I have to call the embassy in Bern on Thursday morning just to firm up any possible involvement from them.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, that's our plan. And, you know, we had discussed other possibilities, right? You know, I've made a cake on a camp stove before. I've never made Nanaimo bars. I don't know if I could pull that off.
A little more challenging.
It's a little trickier. Poutine. I was honestly tempted to try poutine.
Yeah.
Especially since I'm pretty sure I could find good cheese curd in Switzerland, or at least a good cheese of some kind. And there is a grocery store, right? Like it's 20-minute walk away.
Yeah.
So, you know, all you really need is potatoes, oil, cheese, and then I can figure something out for the gravy.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, it's also a volume question.
Yeah. Right? It's like how many...
It's hard to make poutine in volume.
Yeah. How are you going to satisfy a bunch of people that are asking for...
Yeah.
And when you're one person doing it.
And right? cost too, right? Yeah. Like, you know, if you're going to make poutine in volume, like that's significantly more expensive than just making a lot of dough.
Yeah. Right.
Right. So, but yeah, that's kind of the plan.
Wow. I think that's very reasonable given your resources to take stuff over, right? Or carry stuff with you.
Exactly.
Because I don't know if I would change any of that. I was thinking about the time that, or the World Jamboree that you and I were at. And, I mean, the contingent shipped over a bunch of stuff in a shipping container, and that you know, I'm certain that that was a bit of a...
And that makes more sense for a world jamboree when you have hundreds of scouts from across Canada going, right?
Yeah.
You have 17 people.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think that's quite as...
Although, I do remember walking to the opening ceremonies, and the Canadian contingent was walking beside, who was it, Finland? I think it was Finland.
Mm.
And the Finnish scouts were in, like, perfect rows. You know, they were walking, like...
Yeah, very disciplined.
Three abreast. They're very... Or three or four abreast, taking up very minimal space. It was just on their side of the trail. And then there's... Then there's us.
A cloud of Canadians.
Yeah. It's kind of this mass of Canadians just kind of moving along.
Blob of Canadians.
But we took up the same amount of space, and there was fewer of us. I think that was the part that I found funny.
That was great.
And I think I pointed it out as we were walking along. I'm like, there's fewer of us, and we're taking up the same amount of space. Isn't that a world view right there?
Yeah. It's like
we're all spread out.
It goes back to what you were saying about, like, you know, just the general Canadian reality distortion field when it comes to how far apart things are.
You see how I bring stuff back around to nice.
full circle
discussions here. That's what I do.
Yep. And that was good. But yeah. So, I mean, I guess, you know, so if your group, like, I mean, if you're trying to handle it on a group level, or, you know, if your contingent hasn't really thought too much about it, I think the broad categories that we've got there work really well, right? You have some kind of food, preferably one that's easy to prepare. And I mean, like, on this one, you can really just fall back to, you know, your campfire cooking, right? And there are certain things that are sort of more particularly Canadian, bannock being a fine example. And it also incorporates Indigenous culture as well, which is nice.
Yep.
Some of these Indigenous games, you know, require minimal stuff, maybe a stick or some rope or things like that.
You know.
But also, you know, it's not hard to find, like, a mini hockey set, or, I mean, if you're really clever about it, you could probably come up with, like, a mini lacrosse set too.
Yeah.
Either game would be, you know, an excellent representation of, you know, the winter pastimes of Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And then music, you know, and, you know, I love the suggestions we're getting, because it's everything from, you know, the hip and Stefan Wolp to Susan Aglukark. We've got, why is his name falling out of my head? Barrett's Privateers.
Oh, Stan Rogers.
Thank you, Stan Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
And countless others.
The
Rankins, and just, like, it's a heck of a mix.
Arrogant Worms.
There is an Arrogant Worms song on there.
Ah, excellent.
Yeah.
Ah.
And you can probably guess which one.
Yes, of course.
But yeah, so just all kinds of good stuff on there. And I'll have to add a few of my own.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean,
there is quite a cross section of music types within Canada as well, right? Like,
it is. There is. And again, just, like, really talented artists, and across several decades too, like, just, you know, lots of different suggestions. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
And that'll be great to just be broadcasting, you know, again. I mean, and, you know, it's easy to do this now because, like, you know, literally the Bluetooth speakers, both of them would fit inside that box there, you know.
Well, if you're looking to add to that list, there's a couple of ones that probably not many people would know about, or...
I'll send you the link for the Google form.
But the McDades, they're out of Edmonton, so they'd
Yes.
Yeah, they're... Yeah, not necessarily mainstream, but they're mainstream enough that they, in terms of Canadian music, that they've got themselves a Juno. And
yeah, I absolutely. Think. No one suggested any Nickelback.
No one suggested Nickelback?
Or?
No. Aww.
I'm debating whether I need to rectify this or not.
Poor Nickelback.
They just won a lifetime achievement at the Juno.
Yeah, I mean, they've sold a pile of records worldwide. And apparently everybody hates them, which is obviously not the case.
But anyway,
I find that funny myself. It's like,
how can a
band be that popular and everybody hate them?
Right? Like, I don't get it. But yeah, so, you know, representing the music of the country. But the one that I'm glad somebody suggested to me, and it is a suggestion I do want to, you know, put out there, is reach out to the embassy.
Ah, yes. That's smart.
Because...
Would not have thought of that.
You know, like, I don't know, you know, I'm not hoping for much, but I mean, you know, for a larger event, the ambassador might be willing to turn in an appearance or...
Oh, right, I guess maybe show up, that kind of thing.
Yeah, or okay. At least embassy staff, right?
Yeah.
You know, a few people there. And I mean, they can supply you with a larger supply of pins or badges or flags or... Who knows? Maybe they even like bring you, you know, maybe I could go through the embassy to get all the potatoes and oil I would
need. There you go. Hi, I'd like to make poutine for 1,000 people.
Yeah.
Can you bring me some commercial kitchen supplies, please?
So
I'm short on that.
Yeah. It's a little hard to bring that over in my backpack.
Yeah.
And have room for my clothes.
Can you drag me out a commercial kitchen on a trailer, please?
So I don't know what kind of help we're actually going to get. Hmm. But... You know what? It is a thing that, you know, you can do.
Yeah. I would not have thought to even broach the embassy for stuff or help or whatever, but I guess that's what they're there for.
They are there to, you know, represent Canada to whatever country you're in. So this is an opportunity for them to do their job too in a very particular way.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it is a thought. Keep hearing things from inside, and yet nobody's there. I'm just imagining things, I think.
If you can't see it, then it's not happening.
I really hope that's true.
You'll just see the carnage afterwards.
That's usually how it goes.
Mm.
But, yeah, I mean, those are, I think, you know, broadly speaking, the best ways that, you know, you can... Oh, and Tim Hortons coffee.
Ah.
So in Scouting 5, that's either going to come out just before or just after this episode.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really not sure what the publication order is going to be.
Yeah.
But there is a story in there about things to expect at the Jamboree.
Ah.
And one of them, things to do at the Jamboree. And one of them is, of course, you know, to make a point of inviting people to your campsite.
Yeah.
And so as many of us as can are going to try and bring over, like, Tim Hortons coffee grounds and whatever else. And, just so that, you know, like we can always have a pot of coffee on if people come by the campsite and sit, talk and that'll be good. I think
that's an excellent idea.
Mm-hmm.
We do that at trade shows. They, our work, there was like a big construction trade show down in Vegas.
Oh, yeah, you were mentioning.
And so if you go to the concession stand to get a cup of coffee in the morning, you're there, you're gone for...
Big long line.
An hour.
Yeah.
Or two, you know, depending. And so the sales team decided that they were smart and bought a coffee maker down there. And started brewing their own coffee. And lo and behold, people started showing up at the booth.
Well, yeah.
isn't that a clever way to bring people into your booth? These guys have coffee. And well, you get good coffee, too.
Right, like
you
don't, right. It's, you know.
No swill.
It's a little bit more, it's the sales guy's curated.
Yes.
Yeah.
They went top shelf.
There you go. See, like, I mean, we're not going to go, like, crazy, because we do want to bring, like, you know, something that's specifically a Canadian coffee, which...
Yeah.
And there are a couple of options beyond Tim Hortons, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Bring some Mother Parker's, maybe, if I can find it. But it is a thing. And, I mean, I've seen it work at, not, like, a full-on jamboree, but I remember at, like, the Beaveries, the Damboree's.
Yeah.
we had one scouter, and her whole thing, she would just constantly keep the coffee pot on.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't matter who you were, you could just come by, grab a cup, sit down, have a chat.
Yeah.
And it was great. You know, like it's wonderful for exactly that. It brings people in. It's kind of a way to, it's an outreach. It's kind of just, it's a bit of a social lubricant. And it's just, you know, it's a good way to meet people.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a really good thing to do at the Jamboree is to take those opportunities to meet people, invite them back and just, you know, sit down, have a talk.
Yeah.
So some
that
coffee.
Age old practice of conversation.
Yeah.
Such that it is.
Almost a lost art sometimes.
Well, a lot of people use their phone for that.
Yeah.
It's like, dude.
And I mean, I do get the convenience of that, but at the same time.
Yes. Time and a place.
Yes, time and a place. So, you know, broadly speaking, that's the plan. food, activities, music, other Canadian representatives in region.
Yep.
And yeah, I mean, I think we'll have a few flags. I got to bring my Alberta flag as well. And I don't know. It's just, and stuff to give away.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think I'm hoping that, you know, that will be enough. I think it will be.
Yeah.
Because again, like it's not, we're not on the same scale of a world jamboree, right? We're not going to, you know, like I remember getting invited back to like the Swiss pavilion at WJ 2007, right? And they had a full on kitchen and it was fondue and it was,
yeah,
all of that good stuff. And I don't think, you know, we're operating on quite that scale this time around.
Yeah.
But even so, it'll be nice to have those opportunities to try and rep the country a little bit.
Yeah. I'm excited on your behalf.
Mm-hmm. I'll let you know how it goes.
I hope so.
And then beyond that, I'm just hoping it's going to be a fun time.
Certainly an experience. I imagine if you go into it with a positive frame, you know, going to meet people, going to have an experience, and if anything, it's stories to tell later.
Yeah. It's weird approaching it from like the perspective of, because like the last time, obviously, I was an offer of service.
Oh, right. Yeah. Right?
So it's weird now approaching it from somewhat more of a coordinating role, right? The contingent.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think, you know, so in the, there's part of me that's just like wicked excited for it, right? Because, you know, my inner scout is just like, yeah,
yay, we're going.
We're going to do the thing and the other thing at the place, and it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, there's the family vacation side of it too, because we are going to be taking a couple of days away from the camp to meet up with Grace and the other two kids and tour and whatever else, celebrate your birthday. But then there is also that, you know, sort of more, but I'm in charge of all of this too. Right.
I have to make sure everybody's having a good time.
Nobody break anything.
All right. Yep.
Yeah. Nobody break their leg.
Yep.
Nobody fall off a mountainside.
Make good choices.
Yeah. Nobody drown in the stream.
No. I don't want to have to fill out paperwork. I know that's very callous, but still, it's still like...
Nobody gets sick. So, yeah, all of that stuff, right?
Yeah.
And, I mean, you just kind of roll with what goes.
Yep. Oh, I think that's what you do.
And
I think that's typical of jamboree mentality, though. It's like you just have to, you just know that there are going to be obstacles and, you know, you can choose to either, you know, be upset about it, or you can just kind of roll with it. And,
yeah. I mean, on the one hand, you know, like they really are like a capstone for a scouting year or even a scouting career. They are
worth going to, for
absolutely.
Sure. Yeah.
And it doesn't, and again, I think I've said this before on other episodes, but it doesn't even matter the scale of the jamboree, right?
Yeah.
Provincial or state level, national, international, does not matter.
Yeah.
Any of them is going to be,
if you can do them all, that's great.
Yeah. But any of them is going to be just an experience.
Yeah.
And really like no other within the scouting world. So that's good. But at the same time, they are incredibly challenging because, you know, you are flinging yourself halfway across the province, halfway across the country, halfway around the world with literally just what you can carry on your back for 1 to 2 weeks. And you got to be able to roll with literally anything that comes.
Weather included.
Yeah. So, you know, like on the one hand, it's absolutely a capstone of your scouting career. On the other hand, it's a significant test of how much you've learned through scouting and how much you've internalized those scouting fundamentals and principles to be able to just roll with it, to be prepared and to actually, you know, for any old thing, because you have no idea what's going to happen because you're in a completely different place.
Yeah.
So there we go. I got to send out emails tomorrow about the Candor 100 app because they finally gave us like individual logins for it.
Oh, okay.
So that'll be good. And then beyond that, unless Air Canada cancels my flight, everything's going to be just awesome.
How are you getting there from here?
Here to Vancouver to Zurich.
Ah, okay.
So I am avoiding Pearson.
Good call.
Like the plague.
No offense to Pearson, but...
Or to any of my Ontario contingent people, but your airport is not my favorite in Canada.
Transferring through Pearson has its challenges and can end up with you losing your bag.
Yes. I mean,
or missing your bag.
I mean, I know Graham got delayed in Vancouver when he went home.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm not assuming that it's going to be smooth riding just because I'm not going to Toronto.
No.
But on the flip side, I prefer going through Vancouver.
Yeah.
Given the choice.
Yeah.
And so
it's it's a shorter flight to Vancouver.
Yes, well.
Than it is to Toronto to
Yeah. Yeah. And we're still figuring out like the exact logistics of like, you know, how to get the kids to sleep on the plane and whatever else. Because technically we land in Zurich when it's supposed to be midnight here. You know, like it's 8:30 in the morning there, it'd be like 12:30 here.
Well, I mean, it's less than ideal in some instances, but you start adjusting your sleep pattern before you leave.
We're gonna try that. And then also we're gonna try you know, like we'll give the kids like the bedtime routine basically in the Vancouver airport.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we'll have like a good meal and then everybody will be in their PJs.
Yeah.
We have sleep masks, melatonin, footrests, like inflatable footrests.
Yeah.
We got the whole works planned out.
Yeah.
But the idea is that basically we're going to hit the ground in Bern. It'll be the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And so rather than like trying to immediately crash and do something, we've got a hotel room booked.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, you know, we can't get there till like three. So
yeah,
like
you might as well
go to the airport, ditch our luggage in a locker.
Yeah.
And then like go to the lint factory or something.
Yeah. Push for the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's generally how I've done it. Although I didn't really plan well for my trip out east because I didn't realize that it was 3 hours.
Yes.
Two hours is manageable. Like if you don't.
Three is different than two.
Three is significantly different than two.
Like, yeah, it hits.
Yeah. Like I've done Toronto a fair bunch and done the day where you get up in the morning, you go and you like, you spend the day, you push through and then you get up early the next day. Right. And then your sleep pattern is adjusted. This was significantly different because we took a red eye from Edmonton to Halifax.
Oh, straight shot.
So we left at like 11 p.m. and got in at 6 a.m., 6:45.
You just deleted your whole night, basically.
Yeah, which would have been fine if I had slept on the plane.
Yes.
From 10 till 3, because that's what it would have been, like 10:45 till 3. What I should have done is had I slept in quite late on my...
Like on the departure day.
On the departure day. Just stayed up really late, gone to bed, slept the day, got up, got on the flight, gone. Because then I could have stayed up the whole next day.
Yeah, you would have been a little more rested for...
Right. And it was the... things you learn, right? The drive from Halifax to where... The Halifax airport to where we were staying? 3 hours. Or not quite 3 hours. It was
it's a lot to push through.
Yeah, it was... Yeah, it's about a 3 hour drive, 2 3/4 hour drive. So like going to Calgary from here. Leaving Halifax, fine, you know, but you get away from Halifax and it's raining and that kind of stuff. All of a sudden it hits you like a ton of bricks. Yes. It's like, I'm going to have this little nap while I'm driving. No, can't do that. All right, now I'm going to pull off to the side of the road and rest my eyes for a minute or two because this is not smart. So, yes, my recommendation is to force yourself to stay up late
the day before
and then, you know, get up late and then get on your flight if you have to take a red eye.
Yeah. I have done that. So, but yeah.
Yeah. If you can adjust your sleep schedule, that's my 2 cents, but
brilliant. Well, I'll let you know how it goes.
Exciting either way.
Yeah. I'll try bringing back a Kandersteg scarf or something like that.
Sure.
I think they have, those in Crest. I got to pre-order them, but
oh, okay.
Just pick them right whatever. Up at the Kandersteg Center.
Yeah. I would appreciate it, but don't feel obligated if you forget for whatever reason or whatever. I have these fancy Scouting Stuff podcast stickers that I'm going to
hold on to
and affix to things.
There you go.
I need to get a new work phone, so maybe it'll find a home on the back of my new work phone.
Nice. Yeah, I got one underneath the case here. Alrighty. Well, I do have a few shout-outs just to wrap up with.
Oh.
So first off, just a shout out to the Manafields, the Manafield Explorer Scouts. Mm-hmm. They were the subject of a couple of Scouting Fives ago. They kind of released, they did an interesting fundraiser. They like released a album on Bandcamp featuring a lot of like, artists from the Northern Scottish music community.
Oh, neat.
So yeah, really neat thing. But they reached out just to, you know, say, hey, we're doing this thing. And you know, if you want to throw it into your news thing, yeah. Please do. And I did. And I was really happy to. So cool. Well,
I'm glad that worked for them.
Yeah. I do hope that mm-hmm. there have been excellent sales for that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I don't remember if we have already given a shout out to Andrew Obi, but he reached out, Scouter Andrew did, mm-hmm. to say, and I think I may have mentioned this one already, but he said, you know, FYI, I heard you call out for Liam Burns to join you on an episode. So I let him know and asked him to reach out to you. Mm-hmm. I, for one, would love to hear an episode with him. Keep mm-hmm. up the great work, Scouter Andrew. Funnily enough, Liam Burns did reach out.
Oh.
So, third shout out to Liam Burns. Yeah. He says, more than happy, in fact, grateful to be on the show at some point. Thanks for all the work you put into the podcast.
Oh.
So, thanks, Liam. I will have to be in touch, and we'll have to get you on a episode recording
mm-hmm.
sometime after I get back. I will figure that out.
Yes.
And then also to, hang on, I got some other names here. Where is my list of, oh, that was yesterday. That's right. Where it was today. Oh, there it is. Just hiding behind another thing. So, a big shout out to Joe Vantour, Leah Marie, Robert Kelly, Andrew Waddington, and Graham Rice, all of whom were kind of my initial cheerleaders for the sticker design.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, those were all of the stickers I posted today.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, let me just double check and make sure that I'm not missing anybody else, because of course we've got the whole thing here. Yeah. And especially to Leah, because Leah was sort of the one who really, we had a lot of back and forth on Facebook mm-hmm. with a lot of different, you know, sort of like design revisions and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of her suggestions actually wound up getting incorporated into the final sticker design. So, you know, thank you, Leah, especially for all of the input. I do think that the end result is quite good.
No, it's, it looks really sharp. I'm impressed. Color me impressed.
There you go.
This is the face of a man who looks impressed. Can't you tell?
Totally. All right. You got anything?
No.
Okay. Well, then.
Good luck. Safe travels.
Yeah, for sure.
And we'll see you on the other side.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, if you want stickers, just let me know.
Oh, you know what we didn't do?
I was trying to give you a lead in right there.
Oh, yeah. Well, then, if, because normally you talk about like, you know,
like the thing that isn't happening anymore. And like, if you're listening, but not subscribed, you should reach out and,
thing.
Know, right now it's like, if you want stickers, you should probably, you know, reach out and let me know.
See? Okay. I gotcha. See, the hamster's running, just not on the right wheel today.
Yeah.
So, Scouter Ken,
yeah,
how does one get a hold of us these days?
Yeah, if one was, say, interested in having a sticker routine mailed their
way. Getting stickers, perhaps.
Yeah, so.
Or leaving comments.
Or leaving comments, yes. Well, so, always, of course, email scoutingstuffpodcast@gmail.com or outlook.com. Still not picky. Twitter, SSYSK Podcast. Facebook or Instagram, Scouting Stuff Podcast. Haven't gotten on Threads yet. Not sure I'm going to. What else? Discord, there'll be a link in the show notes. Might keep Locals up for a little while longer. Probably going to drop Mighty Networks.
Mm-hmm.
Or, of course, you can go to scoutingstuffpodcast.com. Mm-hmm. Or, well, actually, scoutingstuffpodcast.com is probably your best bet if you want to find out where to leave us reviews, because there's like literally a reviews link or a page. And you can either put a review right on the website.
Fantastic.
Or it'll link you to like Apple or Podchaser or any service that accepts reviews. And then you can leave a review there and I'll pick it up.
Mm.
And of course, there's also the opportunity to leave us a voice message at the website.
Nice.
Feel free. Still waiting.
Yes. Well, we'd like to be able to edit a mm-hmm. voice message into our podcast. I'm sure.
Like a Q&A episode would be really awesome, right? Like, you know, 5 or 6 questions that we could just like, you know, then take a few minutes each to answer. That'd be fun, I think.
scouters out there, if you're looking for an evening activity,
mm-hmm.
you can get your group to formulate 5 questions.
Yeah.
And we will answer them. Scouting related, of course.
Of course. I reserve the right to edit for content. But, yeah, I think that's the main thing. Hey, just check the show notes. There'll be links for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. And otherwise, thank you out there for listening. And until next time, be prepared.